Meanwhile, Saudi protesters frustrated with the regime's refusal to free political prisoners have held a fresh rally. Protest was held in the capital Riyadh in defiance of a ban on all political gatherings. The regime has so far defied calls to free tens of thousands of political prisoners across the kingdom. In January, security forces detained a number of women and children during protests. They were later released under public pressure. The kingdom has been gripped by protests calling for the downfall of the Al Saud dynasty. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Jamal Wakeem, who is a political analyst, who's joining us live now from Beirut. Mr. Wakeem, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, the demands of these protesters seems quite simple, in fact, the release of political prisoners. Why won't the Saudi royals just give in to their demands?
I believe that this is the first step in what we can call, or what would be, a Saudi spring very soon. Because the political system in Saudi Arabia is facing a crisis on one hand. On the other hand, it's facing mounting opposition from various groups in Saudi Arabia. We can start with the eastern province, which is predominantly Shia, and they are discriminated against in the kingdom. And they have been encouraged by the Bahraini revolution. I believe that this will be one source of dissent. In addition, we have socioeconomic problems, we have problems of political modernization. All these problems are encouraging other groups and other provinces to mount demonstrations against the Saudi regime. In addition, the Saudi regime itself is facing a problem other than modernization. We have this succession problem within the Saud dynasty. We know very well that there was a formula set in the late 1950s and early 1960s by the late King Faisal when he had a quarrel with his brother Saud over the line of succession, and then this tradition of giving power to the eldest son, living son of King Abdulaziz, the founder of the dynasty, was established. So we have been witnessing a succession of brother of king and his brother, and so on. But now there is no formula to move on to the third generation, the grandsons of King Abdulaziz. And this is a major source of fragmentation of the political elite that is the Saudi dynasty ruling the kingdom. In addition, we know very well this rise of the demands of the upper middle class and the middle class under the banner of the Muslim Brothers. And this explains, for example, the wave of crackdown in several Gulf or GCC countries against the Muslim Brothers, whether in UAE or in Kuwait, which is mainly instigated by the Saudis themselves. So all these factors will be put together, and most probably soon we will face a Saudi spring that might endanger the grip of the Saud dynasty over power in Saudi Arabia.
All right, we'll have to leave there for now. This is Mr. Jamal Wakeem, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Mr. Wakeem, as always, we appreciate your insight.